Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 27th, 2023. It is 3 o'clock on your dial. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla, visitation coordinator with the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with Kayla. Right now, one of our favorite people to talk to, we have Katie Wright in with us from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
Oh, hanging in there.
Yeah. I imagine. I have a lot going on, I'm sure. And I know there's a lot going on at the chamber.
A lot.
It's the last time we talked, we were leading into Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Yes.
And I thought a good place to kind of be would be rewind a little bit.
Sure.
I know the community, from what I've heard, loved the event, thought it went really well. How about for you all at the chamber?
I think it went really well, especially for planning this the first time. The breakfast, I think, went smoothly. We had a crew there helping serve. We had, I'm blanking on his name, but we had one of the sheriffs show up.
Oh, Sheriff Becker?
Thank you. Yeah. But we had a lot of people show up and help for this event and volunteers, cool. Which is awesome. So.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And looking forward to next year's already.
Yes.
I imagine that some of the tinkering, some of the planning already began for Cranberry Blossom Fest. Maybe not the definitive planning, but some thoughts, some ideas like, oh, we should make him do this next year, do that.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
As we look to events coming up, we've got some great ones, and certainly one right around the corner coming up in just a couple of days is another Lunch by the River. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Thursday the 29th, 11:30 to 1 at Veterans Memorial Park. We have, as our entertainment, is LHS Mariachi Band.
That's a great get.
That's a good one. I'm excited for that one.
It's going to be a lot of fun. They're a fun group of kids, too. They do a really, really good job.
Yeah. And, you know, I never knew there's a mariachi band at a high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To not know that. So this is awesome. That'll be fun. Food vendors, we have Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, and La Taqueria.
Love all of those. They're all great. They're local favorites. I have heard some great things about the Hawaiian Plate Lunch.
You know, I have too. I have not heard one bad thing about them at all.
Yeah, I just got to get over there and try it. I've been trying to try different foods and stuff anyway. This is perfect. It's right lined up for me. I just got to go 2 minutes away and then go check it out.
Yeah.
That's good. And there aren't many cultures that I haven't tried like their foods for anything. I've never really tried a lot of Hawaiian food before.
I haven't either. Well, check that out. Pineapples are good.
I love pineapples. I'll eat pineapples all day. Pineapples. We want to thank the sponsors for this.
Yes.
We have an exclusive entertainment sponsor for this one.
Yep. Shout out to Enbridge Energy Company. And our event sponsor for that day is Greenway RV Sales and Services.
Big thank you to both those companies.
Yes. Make sure you come out and check their camper. I think they're bringing out a camper for this event, too. So
nice.
If you're on the looks, make sure you be there.
All these Lunch by the Rivers, of course, take place at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a family-friendly event, free to attend. Encourage you to come on down. If you haven't been to Lunch by the River before, a couple of notes. One, not all food vendors accept card payments, so plan accordingly. Not a bad idea to bring cash on you. That always helps. And I would also mention that on Thursdays, you've got the farmer's market going on as well. And I know a lot of people that like to visit both.
Yes.
So maybe make a little more time in your day to be able to, you know, you grab some food and walk on down there, or you take in some of the entertainment and then head on down there, whatever it might be. Be sure to check out Lunch by the River every Thursday this summer. We're going to be at one. We're coming up on one real soon. Yeah.
The chamber staff loves egg rolls. So make sure you go down there, get your egg rolls. Bring them down to the chamber staff.
That's good. Right on. Good to know. Very good note. Very good to know. We have, of course, June wrapping up, which is just crazy, and July coming up. Your first event in July looks like another Lunch by the River coming up on the 6th.
Yep. Same place, same time, 11:30 to 1, Veterans Memorial Park. Exclusive sponsor, Enbridge Energy Company. Event sponsor the day of, we have ERCO Worldwide and U.S. Bank. Entertainment, we have Bob Allen. And then food, Jamaican Kitchen, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Granny's Beach and Ice, and Chatterbox.
Nice. Granny's, I hadn't heard much of them yet, but I've heard good things, what I have heard.
Yes.
That looks great.
She had her first event last week at last Lunch by the River, and she's just, her setup is adorable, so you need to come out, check her out, and, you know, if it's hot out, make sure you drink from her little station there.
I love this event for a lot of reasons. I'm a big fan of the park. I like that area. Just walking along that area anytime is great. It's nice to be able to give, you know, like the LHS Marching Band or the great Bob Allen, any of these acts, another stage to perform on. I always think that's great, and we love supporting our local artists in this area. But the food truck end of this, the food end of this whole thing is so unique to me, and such a fun way of, boy, I want to try this, this, and this, but how do I do that? Well, this is how you do that. You're able to try all these things right there for you. When I was a kid growing up, one of my favorite times of the year was the Taste of Chicago. We go down there, and it didn't even matter if you had that much money. You could try all these different foods from all these different parts of the world and everything. It was just amazing growing up like that. This feels like a little bit of that to me. Every time we talk about it, I'm reminiscent of those things. And it's got that.
You have a great variety of food now that you say that. Mm-hmm. It's just nothing's the same when you come down here. So
yeah, be sure to check it out. Yeah. Going to be a great another great lunch by the river coming up then. Yeah. Looking at other events coming up in July, I see that we have another Gather by the Gazebo coming up.
Yes, that's in Rome, at the Rome Town Center, July 11th at 5:30 to 7:30. Food provided by Chatterbox Entertainment, Bob Allen, co-sponsor of Prevail Bank, and then our season sponsors, Coldwell Banker Advantage, Visit Rome, Rome Away from Home Vacation Lodge, and Key Savings Bank.
I really do appreciate the artists, the guys like Bob Allen that you see at multiple events like this, giving of their time and performing like they do. Now, I guarantee you that Bob is doing this. He loves doing this and really enjoys it. It's not a detriment for him or anything. But I do know that it is taking time out of your personal day to day. And doing that kind of thing just to, you know, share your skills with the rest of the community, I think is always cool.
Yeah.
And a beautiful place to have this event, too. You want to get on over there, check this out, especially if you've not seen one before or been to one of these events. If you can get into in July when it's so beautiful out, and I almost just guarantee it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a nice weather day out there.
Great.
Check out Gather by Gazebo coming up July 11th. The 2023 Off the Clock at Shopmaster. I just was taking a look at this.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it looks like a really fun event. You know, can we talk about this at all?
Yeah, so this is the second annual, I guess,
Block
party. It's a great off the clock. So shout out to Shopmaster for putting this all together. July 12th, 4 to 6 p.m. at 850 Rosecrans Street, Wisconsin Rapids. He's going to have so much food, networking, raffle prizes. He has a huge band coming.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on, so make sure you check our flyer for that.
Is the name of the band the Jimmies?
It looks like
it. It looks like the name of the band is Jimmy. Am I in that band? Am I
Are you? It's dedicated to you.
I don't know. I got to check it out.
Yeah.
They sound great. Horse Wagon Rides. Everybody loves that by 2-Bit Ranch. And a big thank you to them. A really, really fun event. And one of those things, we've actually, you know, to let you and the audience in on this one, keep it between all of us. We've been talking about the block party idea.
Yeah.
Where I want to do something to celebrate both our stations, FHR and IRI, and do like a crossover kind of thing together with both stations. And we've been talking about ideas, and one of the ideas was a block party kind
of
thing.
That would be so much fun.
We don't do the block party thing anymore, you know? We need to do that. We need to bring more block parties back. I like this off the show with Shopmaster. This is going to be fun. We need more of this kind of stuff.
You could do it like right here in your parking
lot. We got some options. We got some places we could do that. I think it'd be pretty fun.
Awesome.
Might have to pick your brain about that a little bit. That is going to be a fun event. We're looking forward to it. That is coming up July 12th. July 13th, in a busy week for you guys.
I know.
Back to back to back here.
Give me a break.
July 13th, a special lunch by the river, as all of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great guests on this one. Garth going to be down there?
Garth Engelbreit? I don't think he was here last year for Lunch by the River at all, but I have seen some of his videos on Facebook, and he is wonderful. Event sponsors, Renaissance by Renz, Paper City Savings Association, and Solaris. Exclusive sponsor, Enbridge Energy Company, Food, Jamaican Kitchen, Rocky Rococo, Granny's Beach and Ice, and Chatterbox.
Katie, as we're looking at the future Lunch by the Rivers, I'm curious to know, if I'm a vendor and I want to be a part of these, can I still be a part of them, or is it something that's kind of planned out already?
So absolutely reach out to me. Since it's full for this year, we'd love to get you on a list for next year so we don't miss out on you, as they do fill up really fast. But make sure you reach out to us. We'll get you on there. Yeah.
It's one of those things that there's no harm in asking and reaching out.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to do that.
Yes.
And again, the great food that's going to be down there, a lot of the local favorites, a lot of the ones that we like. This is going to be a fun event.
Yeah.
Over 30 years, the Chamber's been doing this. I know we've talked about that before, but every time I see that or I hear it, it just really takes me back. That's pretty
awesome.
Cool. Where do you want to go next?
I have Rendezvous in the Park, it looks like, July 19th.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. So Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30, Riverside Park in Nakusa, down by the river. Food provided by our favorite Buckley Baldwin VFW post, number 2534. Entertainment, the Heartstrings, co-sponsor Dom Tart Industries, season sponsor Paper City Savings, and City of Nakusa.
We love every time we see our VFWs or any time that our veterans are involved in these. That is really cool that they're a featured part of this. Heartstrings, one of our favorite bands around here. We love Ben and Katie. Great people. Great musicians.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The skill that Ben has on the guitar is matched by Katie's voice so well.
Oh, my gosh, they're perfect.
They really are. And they're a great couple, too.
They're a great couple. They definitely pull up my heartstrings, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a very well-named band.
Yes.
That's a great one. And that atmosphere is going to be really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I ramble about it before. I just love that park. It's one of my favorite spots in this whole state. I love that area.
Oh, yeah.
Great place for an event. Great place for this. And with Rendezvous in the Park, it's one of those ones where you get it in. You get it once a month, and you want to make sure to get there when you can. It's going to be a fun event.
Yes.
5:30 to 7:30, Wednesday, July 19th. Be sure to bookmark those calendars. And speaking of which, you can find all these events that Katie and I are talking about at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You go there, go into their events tab, and you'll see the calendar, and it's all laid out for you.
Yes.
The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship is coming up on July 20th. I'm saying that out loud just because I'm surprised like everybody else. It just feels like I was just talking about, wow, this is a couple months away, and now it's like less than a month away.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's July.
Yeah.
Why was I reading this June, I feel like?
Oh.
It's coming up so fast.
It is so fast. It is so fast. It's since I've been in this area, it is one of the biggest events, not only in the area, but in the state.
Yeah.
We host the whole state and other people from other states as well. This is a big one. And I actually was bringing this up on the air the other day and had one of our newer listeners ask me, well, this sounds interesting. What's that whole water ski show thing? And I just thought it was funny because they have no idea what's coming to town. They have no idea how big this event is. It is a big one. It takes place at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wazeecha, going from the weekend of Thursday, July 20th to July 23rd. One thing I always like to mention with this is that we are hosts. All of us as citizens in this area are hosts for this event. Treat people with some grace, have some understanding, some respect, and enjoy yourself.
Yes.
It's a really fun event. You can go to aquaskiers.org if you'd like to find out more information, aquaskiers.org. Did you have anything else with this, Katie, or should we just keep moving here?
Keep moving,
because when we get closer to July, we'll be talking quite a bit about this as we get closer to it. And, of course, that is an all-weekend event. That leads us to Lunch by the River on July 20th.
Yeah.
That's also kicking off. That's also going on July 20th. And got a good one for that. All of them are good.
All of them are.
Each one has a different special feature to it, I think of, to me, at least. Usually it's the entertainer, or maybe it's an event sponsor. This one features some great entertainment.
Yep, we have Jackson Taylor, so another new one for this year. Event sponsor Anderson O'Brien, exclusive entertainment sponsor Enbridge Energy. Food, again, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, and Chatterbox.
Some favorites right there, along with a newer favorite in Hawaiian Plate Lunch. And nice to see some new artists coming into this and everything. If you don't mind me asking, was this something that Jackson reached out to you? Did you reach out to them when it comes to some of these newer artists?
So I did a lot of digging. I believe I don't know who gave me his information, but I think I reached out to him, and it's kind of a funny story because I reached out to a lot of people on Facebook because that was like the only way I could get a hold of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he came along and we're excited to have him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I appreciate you sharing that because it shows to anybody listening out there, any other artists or anything, hey, this is how easily it can happen.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You call up, find out, and you could be a featured artist on at Lunch by the River. Maybe if it's not this year, maybe next year. Yeah. Who knows?
Love to have you.
The 40th annual Lucky Summer Hummer golf outing is coming up July 25th. One of these big events that goes on every year. 40 years it's been going on. That is impressive. A big event, a fun event, takes place at Bullseye Golf Club over in Wisconsin Rapids, of course. Another one of these events that we will certainly be talking up and getting into a lot more as we get closer to it. We always highlight this event every year when it's on here at the radio station. It's a fun one and a great way of keeping the legacy of Lucky Lute as an instrumental part of this community going. I like that.
Yeah.
Also Chamber with Coffee with the Chamber. I just about did Chamber with the Coffee.
Same thing, right?
And I could fix it. We are recording this. I could fix it, but I am not going to. The audience deserves to know I messed that one up.
Did you have your coffee this morning?
Not enough.
No.
Not enough, apparently. Coffee with the Chamber coming up on in July. That is going to be going on July 26th, Wednesday, July 26th from 8:30 to 10. About we haven't gotten to talk about one of these in a little bit. How is what is going on with this event, with this Coffee with the Chamber in July, Katie?
Yeah, so you're going to have to remind me who is hosting that one.
This is an in-person one.
In-person, okay.
At the ODC. It'll take place. It's nice to be able to have these again in person.
Absolutely.
I do believe that you can still do it online, some of these, and this one might be the case. For this one, we got our featured speakers, Daniela Nystrom. She is an assistant director of employment, and Sarah Schuler, assistant director of youth services over at the ODC, and going to be discussing meeting workforce challenges in partnership with the ODC. The ODC joins us at least once or twice a month usually, and I have no journalistic integrity when it comes to them. They helped my aunt years and years back, and I will always love those people and be thankful to them.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm also feel that way no matter what, just knowing them and knowing the impact they make on this community. We hear all the time that I need workers or I'm looking for workers or this or that. Here in Rapids, we've got amazing workers just over there at the ODC, just looking for employment.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity and a really great opportunity to hear about this in person from people who really know what they're talking about when it comes to Daniela and Sarah. And maybe one of the best parts of this, it's free. This is a free event.
Yeah.
You grab your favorite cup of coffee, you go ahead and take in a great conversation. You just don't know what can happen from that. One of the things I like about these events, too, when I hear from people is the organic conversations that happen. Oh, I haven't ran into so-and-so in years, and I saw them there at a Coffee with the Chamber or something.
Yeah.
We wrap up the month of July with Lunch by the River on July 27th. Going to be another great one. I'm just going to keep saying that just because now I've kind of gotten into a trend on it. Now I've gotten stuck. But July 27th, they really are all great. This one is a fun one. It is going to be, do you have the details on this one?
I don't. I'm sorry, James.
That's fine. That's fine.
I went to a certain point in July.
I'm cheating. I've got it all in front of me. That July, the last Lunch by the River in July on the 27th, going to have Steve Strassman there as your entertainment.
Yeah.
I've heard the good things about Steve. I've heard that he has got some great music that he's going to be bringing to you. Great food from, of course, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocker Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, and a Chatterbox. Did I say Rocky Coco? Yeah, I don't know what I said there. I really did need that coffee. Rocky Rococo and Chatterbox going to be down there. A big thank you to the event sponsors, Marshfield Clinic Health System, and exclusive entertainment sponsors, Enbridge Energy Company. All great stuff right there. I know that we got other great things coming up in August and everything. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here. We've got quite a bit already on people's plates. Again, do want to remind you, if you are looking to find out more about these events, it's all waiting for you right at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's where you can find out all this great information. Katie, as the summer is, you know, already kind of planned out for you guys and everything. When it comes to the fall, are you guys planning things for the fall or some of your fall events? Are you tinkering with right now and working some of those?
Yep. So right now we've kind of in the back of our head, we have Grand Affair coming up on September 10th, which is Sunday. So if you're a vendor out there, you're more than welcome to go to our website or call me and we can send you a form to be a vendor for that event.
Another one of those big events we have in our area that I know people want to be a part of. Probably better to get a hold of you sooner than later when it comes to something like that. I don't know if you guys can fill up with that event, but I'm sure that you probably could if tested.
Cranberry Blossom went really fast. So, I mean, we can book out like a month ahead. So if you're not quick, you can fill up.
And it's nice to get those things like taken care of. That's, oh, I got that off my list. That's one thing that I've done.
Yeah.
And as like we are saying, we encourage you to any vendors, anybody out there, businesses reaching out with the chamber and being a chamber member, certainly. Yeah. There are a lot of benefits to being a part of the chamber that I know that we've talked about before, Katie, as far as the way that your business can be promoted, the way that you can get a kind of like a foot in the door of so many other businesses when you are working with the chamber. But one of the things that I've noted, and I'm not just saying this myself, I'm saying it from people I've talked to that are new in town to people that have lived here their whole lives. When I see that a business is a chamber member, I'm seeing a business that supports this area.
Yes.
I'm seeing a business that believes in this area and is putting back into the area. And it's always been important, but in 2023 going forward, it's never been more important that, hey, I want to know where the money's going.
Right.
I want transparency, and I love seeing that, oh, well, this business, I always see them sponsoring things, and they put back into their community. It's very transparent to me that they are putting back into their community.
Absolutely.
More and more people want this. You get a clear, easy sign of it when you see that somebody is a chamber member.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to reach out to the chamber if you're not already a member. Go ahead and do that. And another thing that has come up with recently, and it was almost all in one conversation, as crazy as that might sound, but with two different people with this part here, about starting to grow a business. We've got plenty of mom and pop places. We've got people that are also opening up franchises. This kind of stuff happens a lot, but especially in the summer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like to get these things going in the fall, like usually any time other than winter. Usually you're going to see a business starting up. Not to say that we don't do that here in Wisconsin Rapids, but for the most part, most businesses are starting up around now. But there's a number of people, including one in particular that I was talking to, that was didn't know where to begin. They got the idea. They got even the they even have the loan that they were looking for. So they've got all these things in a row, but they weren't really sure how to promote, where to begin when it came to getting their word out.
Yeah.
You know, I was joking with them because she was saying how when she was a kid, her mom had started a business, and what she did was ran around town and put up flyers.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad idea, but in today's day and age, we've got more options for you.
Yeah.
You know, you become a member with the chamber and you're all of a sudden you're in conversations that you may not have been in before.
Right.
It's one of those things where you are set up to succeed. They have every reason in the world to be allies with you and your business. And one of the things that struck me in talking to this lady about her wanting to start her own business, not here, but in Plover, but it's a similar story, is that how it can feel a little lonely. It can feel a little like it's you against the world sometimes, or it's you and you're so daunted by all these problems. And, oh, nobody else has ever had this much trouble trying to start a business or whatever and everything. And I imagine that the chamber not only be a good asset in that, but also keep you sane.
Yes,
Help you absolutely. Help remind you are not alone. You are not the first person to go through this.
Yeah.
Sometimes that ally isn't somebody that can always help you. Hey, you should meet so-and-so and have a good work connection. Sometimes it's just somebody to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not so bad either.
No. And we're here to help, so.
Yeah, and we encourage you to reach out to the chamber to find out more about some of these great events. Katie, right before we let you go, I do want to go over one more time that Lunch by the River coming up on the 29th, just a couple days from now on Thursday. So that's going to feature great the LHS Mariachi Band.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Totally fun.
Bring your dancing shoes down there. Get ready to move some down there. Yeah. Get some moves on. I'll go down there. I'll dance. I love dancing. We want to send a big thank you to exclusive entertainment sponsor for that, Enbridge Energy Company.
Yes.
Big thank you to them. Great food down there. Who are the food vendors going to be?
Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, and La Taqueria.
And, of course, a great thank you to Greenway R&V Sales and Services. May have an RV down there, huh?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. That is all right. Katie, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about, how can they reach you?
They can come to the chamber. Come to the chamber. Yeah, give me a high five. Come say hi. They can call me. They can email me. I'm accessible. So.
Yeah. You can also find all this information, again, at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. But most importantly, stop by there and say hi.
Please
do so. I'll be down there soon. I'll be over there to say hi. Always good talking with you, Katie. Yes. Thanks for the time.
Yep.
We'll have more Morning Magazine, Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.